PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. I'm assuming it's a red flag if your significant other flips out on you for getting a massage from the opposite sex.
Yeah, I would think so too.
And we've spoken about my buddy Chris on this show, yes?
Yes.
Numerous times. We've got him on with us. Well, he got into it last night with his girlfriend because while she was out of town, he booked a one-hour massage appointment at Massage Envy because the masseuse happened to be female.
Okay.
And she went crazy on him.
And he goes, not good.
He goes, first off, she was my mom's age. And second, what difference does it make? I've had a knot in my back for the last month. He said that he's been asking her if she can help with it. She refuses. She goes, no, that's playing with fire. If you get a massage, it has to be from a man. And he said, no, I'm not comfortable with a man rubbing me down. And she says, well, I'm not comfortable with another woman touching you. I'm like, oh, my God. I said, Chris, how long is this going to take? It's been 3 years.
Right.
The relationship's toxic. How many more? I said,
episodes,
you know what?
Are we going to run into?
I said, you know what? It's content for me, but you're miserable.
Right.
At what cost?
At what cost, Chris? You got to figure it out at some point. This relationship has gone on 3 years too long. Period.
You know, when I used to go to brunch with them, it was so uncomfortable because
they're just arguing.
They wouldn't look at each other.
Over a stack of flapjacks.
They would purposely sit next to each other at the table instead of across from one another so they didn't have to, look at each other. Does my buddy's girlfriend have a right to feel this way? 585-252-9800. Would you allow your significant other to get a massage by the opposite sex? Yes or no? This is not a trick question. I was blown away when I heard this story. I'm like, oh, you've got to be kidding me.
It's insane.
What now? What now?
It's like, insane.
Absolutely ridiculous. And I've had massages from men and women. I prefer a woman.
Yeah, same.
I couldn't imagine being with someone who would have a problem with that.
I've had massages from both as well. And it's like, we're just here doing exchange of service. Like, why are you making it sexual? Why are you making it weird?
Yeah, that's the thing. It's not supposed to. I'm just trying to get this knot out.
I'm just trying to make sure my health is on the up and up.
Yes, have I had massages from people who are in Skechers shape-ups and people who are in high heels? Yes, but that wasn't planned.
Oh, God.
Crystal says, Moose, tell your buddy he has to run away. I can't imagine anyone
run away
having to be with someone that insecure. It's so gross and sad to think about. Yikers.
Yeah, it's not great.
Let me get to some calls. PXY, what's your name?
Hi, I'm Carissa. Hi.
Hey, Carissa.
What are your thoughts on this?
Well, I mean, I can understand where your friend's girlfriend is coming from because I refuse to let my fiance have a female doctor. And if you're in a relationship,
Carissa, stop. Why? Tell us why.
Well, I mean, if you're in a relationship, or especially if you're married or engaged, there is absolutely no reason to be getting touched by another woman, whether it is a doctor? Yes.
I'm.
So, okay, Carissa, let me riddle you this one. He's bleeding out on the sidewalk. There's no doctors around but a female doctor. She's not allowed to save him?
No, I'm not talking about an emergency situation. I'm talking about just like day-to-day. There's no reason.
Physician, why though? Like, break this down for me. I'm very interested to hear from another woman on why you feel this way.
Women know this too. I mean, I told my fiance there are 100 male doctors in Rochester. You can find one good doctor or masseuse or trainer at the gym who is not a woman. And he claims he doesn't want to because he's been going to his female doctor for the last 10 years, and she has all of his medical records. So.
Right.
That probably makes sense. Sure.
Carissa, I want to shoot it to you straight. You reek of insecurity.
I could care less if people call me, like, insecure or immature or jealous. I mean, he huffed and puffed, but trust me, he got another doctor. And
whoa.
All these...
I'm sure he got sick and tired and fed up of having to hear you nag him
right.
about having a female doctor. How insecure, though, can you be, Carissa? Does it does it matter if he's getting a rectal exam from a female doctor or just a doctor in general?
Mm-hmm.
I don't see another way out of this. I feel like all these stupid women get cheated on, and it's because they trust their man in these situations with a person of the opposite sex.
Did your man cheat on you?
No, he hasn't, because he doesn't see a female doctor. Mm. So,
how long have you guys been together?
We've been together for 5 years.
A long time. And you're not married, but you said that's your fiance?
Yes.
I see. And he's totally, like, I know you said he's huffed and puffed, but you honestly see nothing wrong with this. Like, it's a control thing. You have no insecurities about any of this.
No, not at all. As long as he is cooperating with what I need to feel comfortable, then we're both on the same page.
Well, that's the thing, Carissa. I think a lot of people are asking the same question here, is why do you need that to feel comfortable?
And what are you doing to make him feel comfortable? Because clearly you're ripping away his safety blanket of a PCP.
I don't know.
Let me say this. Finding a new doctor is no easy feat, okay? Especially one you've been going to and that you trust for so long. Like, I can't believe you made him do that just because she was a woman. How unfeminist of you.
I'm just blown away.
Well, you know what? I can already bet you that your friend or whoever you were talking about before who went to the female massage therapist either cheated or at least thought about it. So I can't
answer that. Listen, here's the thing. What about a dentist? What if he has a female dentist? Is that also no?
Yeah, no, we're definitely on the same page about this. Any physician that's female, no.
You're weird,
so,
respectfully, of course.
So, okay, I'm just blown away. I've never heard about this. If you're just joining us, Carissa, is it?
Yes.
Carissa, you refuse to allow your fiancé to have a female doctor.
How old are you?
I'm 27.
Tracks. Okay. Well, listen, I wish you all the best with your marriage. I hope it lasts long. But I also encourage you to think about what makes him comfortable.
Okay. When I'm comfortable, he's comfortable. And he knows that. We all know that. Women know that.
We all know that. Okay.
All right.
That's something we all know. That's something we collectively all know as a group.
All right. Anybody listening agree with the page Carissa's on? Are we all on different chapters right now?
I'm somewhere in a different library, to be honest. I'm not even in the county.
All right, Carissa, good. Thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Bye. Oh, my Lord. I've never heard of anything like that in my life. How? How can a relationship like that possibly last? You know he's miserable, right?
I'm shook.
This guy's at the strip club every other week.
Mm-hmm. She said no female physicians. She didn't say no female strippers.
All right, let me get to some of your texts real quick. I got, who's this? Darren's here. I thought my girlfriend was bad. She makes me check in with her every hour on the hour.
Oh, dear.
Of where I'm at and what I'm doing. This woman is nuts. Well, that's your fault, Darren. Let me go to the phones. PXY, what's your name?
Erica.
Hi, Erica. Good morning.
Hi.
So are you on board with Carissa?
Absolutely not. I think that that's friggin' ridiculous.
Oh, Erica.
I don't know if I'm just a rare breed, maybe, but I'm so not jealous. I'm not the jealous type, but I think that that just screams insecurity. And I think that if you're in a relationship, trust is huge. And if you say you can't go see a female doctor or whatever,
right.
That's just, I mean, there's no trust there. How are you going to be with somebody? I think it's crazy.
I don't know. I'm blown away by that.
I don't understand. Yeah, she's definitely been burned in the past, clearly.
Yeah, I mean, that's one thing that can explain it, is that she's been burned in the past, and that's why she's like that now. But I don't know. I just, if my man wants to go get a massage, I don't care if it's a monkey that does
it. Gee, chimp crazy.
Well, whatever you're into, I guess, Erica. Thank you so much. Thanks for the call. All right, let me get to one more text. Hi, guys. Female physician here texting in. Can someone tell that girl with the low IQ who just called in that most doctors don't find patients irresistible while discussing their intestinal distress? Thank you so much.
Oh, my God.